This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. An apparent failed coup attempt erupted on Wednesday in Bolivia, AP correspondent Haya Panduani reports.
Bolivian President Luis Arce has addressed supporters who gathered in Plaza Murillo outside the governmental palace after an apparent failed coup attempt. Arce confronted the general commander of the army, Juan José Zuniga, who appeared to be leading the rebellion. Arce said, "I am your captain, and I order you to withdraw your soldiers, and I will not allow this insubordination." Bolivian television showed two tanks and a number of men in military uniforms outside the building, but troops and armored vehicles later began to pull back. Supporters of Arce flooded into the plaza outside soon afterward. They waved Bolivian flags. I'm Haya Panduani.
Nairobi residents reacted with skepticism after Kenyan President William Ruto on Wednesday withdrew planned tax hikes, bowing to pressure from protesters who had stormed parliament, launched demonstrations across the country, and threatened more action this week.
He didn't have a choice. He drew the bill because he knew that there's a revolution coming in this country. We had said, if you pass the bill, you go home. So bill, go home with the bill, right? So the reason why he had to withdraw the bill, because there's so much public pressure that he cannot pass that bill.
Ruto announced he would not sign a finance bill, including the tax increases, a day after violent clashes between police and protesters at the assembly and nationwide left at least 23 people dead and scores wounded, according to medics. Israel and the United States said on Wednesday they had made progress toward resolving a rift over U.S. weapon shipments after disagreements with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu publicly accusing President Joe Biden's administration of slowing down deliveries. Defense Minister Yoav Gallant met top officials in Washington. This is VOA News. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Turkey stood in solidarity with Lebanon amid growing tensions with Israel on Wednesday and called on regional countries to also support Beirut. Cross-border strains between Israel and Lebanon's Hezbollah have been escalating in recent weeks, stoking fears of an all-out Israel-Hezbollah war. Shelling across Israel's northern border has led to the evacuation of tens of thousands of people from areas on both sides of the frontier. In a speech to his AK party lawmakers in parliament, Erdogan said Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu planned to spread the Gaza war to the region. NATO on Wednesday selected Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte as NATO's next boss as the war in Ukraine rages on its doorstep and uncertainty hangs over the United States' future attitude to the transatlantic alliance. Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham has more.
Rutte has spent nearly 14 years as Dutch Prime Minister and cemented his bid to become NATO's new chief last year while coordinating an international coalition that will deliver F-16 fighter jets to Ukraine and train Ukrainian pilots. He has been a vocal critic of Putin since Russia's 2022 invasion of Ukraine. He says NATO must be powerful to counter Moscow, and other European Union leaders must not be naive about Putin's Russia. Rutte is due to take over as leader when incumbent Jens Stoltenberg officially steps down in October.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham. Severe shortages of water have affected millions of people in the Indian capital, New Delhi, which has coped with a searing heat wave in recent weeks. It's one of several Indian cities running low on water. From New Delhi, Anjana Pasricha reports.
Water shortages are not new in urban India, but they have been worsening. 2 months ago, the country's technology hub, Bengaluru, coped with a similar crisis. Veena Srinivasan, executive director at Well Labs, is a water management expert.
The water supply networks have not kept up with the rate of growth. I mean, it's unprecedented, crazy growth.
Delhi's population, for example, has tripled in about 3 decades, widening the gap between demand and supply. Shortages became so severe this season that police were deployed to guard water pipes. Urban slums face the worst scarcity. Anjana Pasricha, VOA News, New Delhi.
The U.S. State Department's 2023 Religious Freedom Report on India noted violent attacks on minority groups, especially Muslims and Christians, including killings, assaults, and vandalism of houses of worship. The report released on Wednesday. I'm Joe Ramsey.